Imagine living in a house with four crucial pillars. If even one is damaged, the entire structure becomes unstable. Our emotional and spiritual health function similarly. We struggle not because we're broken beyond repair, but because we've never developed four essential capacities that make us fully human. These capacities, bonding, boundaries, integrating good and bad, and becoming adults, form the foundation of psychological and spiritual maturity. When underdeveloped, they manifest as depression, anxiety, relationship failures, and a pervasive sense that something fundamental is missing from our lives. The good news? With grace, truth, and time, these capacities can be strengthened at any age, transforming our experience of ourselves, others, and God. Grace without truth breeds chaos, while truth without grace leads to crushing judgment. We need both for healing. Sam's mother offered unlimited acceptance without boundaries after his father's death, leading to addiction and irresponsibility. Ruth's missionary father imposed rigid standards without acceptance, resulting in depression. Jesus modeled the perfect balance with the adulterous woman, offering both forgiveness and truth. Go and sin no more. This partnership allows our authentic self to emerge. Many present a false self while concealing their true self with its needs and wounds. Healing occurs when our real self enters relationships, but this process requires time, the third essential ingredient. Like a divine operating room, God uses grace and truth as medicine through seasons of growth. Though trauma may freeze parts of ourselves, healing is possible through nurturing relationships that help develop what we missed. Humans, like plants needing external support to grow, are designed for attachment. This reflects God's own nature within the Trinity, a model of eternal relationship. When these vital connections break, everything else unravels. Healthy bonding, starting at birth, develops emotional object constancy, the ability to feel loved even in absence. This capacity extends to our relationship with God, enabling trust when He feels distant. Research confirms that bonding impacts both psychological and physical health, affecting everything from blood chemistry to heart function. Secure attachment to God and others yields three key benefits: love-based morality, crisis resilience, and meaningful accomplishments. Without these connections, people cycle through protest, despair, and detachment, often leading to depression, addiction, and chronic emptiness. Paradoxically, embracing our need for connection, our neediness, becomes our greatest strength. Healing begins when we acknowledge this need, risk vulnerability, and dismantle the defenses keeping us isolated. Boundaries define where we begin and end, what we're responsible for and what we're not. Like skin protecting our body, psychological boundaries safeguard our mental well-being and sense of self, encompassing our attitudes, feelings, behaviors, thoughts, and choices. Consider Sandy, who believed she controlled her mother's emotions while disconnected from her own feelings. This pattern emerges when children become hypervigilant about others' emotions at the expense of their own. The Trinity offers a divine model. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit remain connected yet separate, with distinct responsibilities. Healthy relationships similarly require both intimacy and independence. Ownership is fundamental to boundary development. People never allowed to own their thoughts and choices struggle with responsibility. Since humanity's fall, we've battled with ownership, disowning what's ours while trying to control others. Boundary failures manifest as depression, resentment, codependency, identity confusion, and difficulties being alone. Other signs include victim mentality and imbalanced responsibility, either too much for others or too little for oneself. Setting healthy boundaries means defining your identity and limits, learning to say no without guilt, and moving beyond victim mentality. This journey requires becoming proactive rather than reactive, establishing clear limits, and accepting others' differences, often with support as new patterns replace old ones. We each contain an ideal self reflecting our highest aspirations and a real self with its limitations and struggles. Problems arise when our ideal self harshly judges our real self as unacceptable, creating internal conflict. Like Richard, whose suppressed anger emerged as intrusive thoughts about harming his family, denying parts of ourselves leads to psychological distress. We typically respond to this conflict in four ways: creating a false perfect self, completely rejecting standards, harsh self-judgment, or, most healthily, accepting both grace and truth. This last approach acknowledges our real self while moving toward our ideal, viewing failures as opportunities for growth rather than reasons for condemnation. Three key practices support this integration: confession, bringing hidden aspects to light; forgiveness, releasing past hurts; and accepting difficult emotions like anger, sadness, and fear. Denying these emotions often leads to physical ailments, depression, or emotional numbness. True integration means acknowledging and expressing our full range of feelings appropriately, allowing us to become whole rather than fragmented. Everyone must transition from dependency to independence. Becoming an adult means evolving from hierarchical relationships into peer relationships, assuming the authority position of co-creators and stewards. This authority comprises power, responsibility, and accountability. Failing to take authority over our domains, whether finances, beliefs, relationships, or talents, brings natural consequences, not as punishment, but as validation of our God-given responsibility. We develop adult authority through power and expertise, gradually internalizing the roles of parents and authority figures. Adolescence is when young people discover talents, question values, and forge identity. This process has spiritual significance. It's when we move beyond legalistic structures that hinder our relationship with God. Without this transition, we remain in spiritual childhood, bound by rules and external validation. Maturing while already in an adult body presents challenges, but remains vital for emotional and spiritual health. This transformation requires examining inherited beliefs, respectfully disagreeing with authority figures, making independent choices, addressing sexuality, recognizing talents, developing self-discipline, and embracing those different from ourselves. The fully functioning person gives their integrated, boundaried self away for others. This paradox defines Christian growth, becoming whole to effectively love and serve. When securely attached, we reach out confidently. With healthy boundaries, we give freely without resentment. Having integrated good and bad, we extend grace with wisdom. As mature adults, we exercise our talents with both confidence and humility. This journey requires courage to face wounds, humility to acknowledge needs, and persistence to form new patterns. Many resist change, clinging to familiar habits even when harmful. The process involves grieving losses, confronting painful truths, and rebuilding trust after disappointment. With grace, truth, time, and support, healing change occurs. The rewards emerge as deeper relationships, emotional freedom, self-acceptance, and genuine maturity. We develop better emotional regulation, decision-making, and capacity for intimacy. Most importantly, we become more capable of love, expressing care without manipulation, loving freely without fear, and caring wisely with healthy boundaries. This transformed capacity for love becomes the foundation for all growth, reflecting God's original design for humanity: fully human, vibrantly alive, and deeply connected.